Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy.
Always live.
Always local.
Always entertaining and educating South Florida. Celebrating over 30 years, Hot Talk continues to be the pulse of South Florida. Relevant, engaging, informative. Produced by Missy Bailey. Now, here's your host, Jill Tracy.
Good evening, South Florida. I am Jill Tracy, and welcome to Hot Talk. Thank you so much for joining us here, South Florida's number one community affairs show. Each and every Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., we labor to highlight the achievements and discuss the challenges of our community with you and an engaging panel of guests. And we invite you to join the conversation at 888-550-9105. Missy Bailey, woo-hoo, on the board tonight. How are you?
Okay.
Oh, you don't have a mic.
No.
Okay, so I'll interpret for you. You're good.
Good.
Okay, so you see I'm in all of my green, mm-hmm, black, and yellow with a hint of red, mm-hmm, celebrating the Jamaican Jerk Fest, which was an amazing, it was a hot night out there. Mm-hmm. I had a really good time. Actually, I left before it was nighttime. But I had a really good time out there. And I have to just say, I want to say shouts out to that entire organization. Their marketing for this event was amazing. And, you know, and I really like the way that they engaged all of their sponsors throughout the 2 weeks leading up to it. There were events at each sponsor's venue.
Garfield,
Eddie Edwards, June. You know, that entire, let me tell you something, Grace Foods, that entire crew, that was like marketing 101. You know, because a lot of times you know, and for those of you who may not have seen it on the level that I saw it, because I did have a chance to hang out in the VIP tent, of course. And I saw, shout out to Tonto and Karen and Ellen Woods. But I just love the fact that, you know, a lot of times you reach out for sponsors and you're not thinking about anything other than we need money and we need a sponsor that might get something out of this. But there's so much more to that in creating relationships with brands that, because you want to return on their investment. You know, they're putting money in and they want heads in beds and seats and, you know, at tables for their investment in you. And so I just loved how they did that. I went to the Publix, mm-hmm, the thing at Publix, mm-hmm, where the cooking class, mm-hmm, with Chef Irie, mm-hmm, and he did cooking demos of all different kind of jerk stuff. I didn't get a chance to see him. And then there was the event at VP Records where they had some of the artists that were performing there. And then there Friday night, there was an event at the Garden Cafe for the media. It was really all inclusive. And then in the VIP tent, take a note. I'm not saying no names, other big concert event that happens in South Florida. I'm just saying, the VIP tent was just so attentive. We lost one of our badges and the young lady was like, that's okay. Well, you know, we'll take care of that for you. Go on in and have a seat. She sent somebody over. Would you like a drink? Yes. Would you like something? I mean, it was just really first class all the way. So shouts out. I had to do 3 minutes on that because it was that good. So thank you. And those of you. Yeah. I mean, you really, you know, their attention to detail was just amazing and important. All right, upcoming shows here on Hot Talk. Next week, we have Reverend Joaquin Willis from the Church of the Open Door and the president of the Collective Empowerment Group. Okay, thanks. Let me turn the ringer off. Reverend Willis has just done a remarkable thing in bringing churches together to to maximize their strength in numbers when it comes to investment with banks. I won't tell you all because I want you to listen to him. He's just he's a scholar, a businessman, and a man of God. So I'm looking forward to that. And when do you know if it's CRS or Alzheimer's? Do you know what CRS stands for, Missy? No. Can't remember. CRS. Can't remember. Okay.
Ooh,
right.
You know what?
Well, see, listen. Let me tell you something. My mom used to always say, she would forget things and she would say, oh, I got CRS. I can't remember.
Wow.
And, you know, they say, be careful what you put in the universe. And so, and a lot of people say that. I've noticed other people saying that, and I'm like, no. It was for such a long time that it was kind of a running joke, and I think that it took us much longer to realize that she was having issues with her memory because Linda just got CRS, and so we're going to talk about that. And if you've ever heard the refrain from your parents or anybody in your family, I don't care what you do, you just do not put me away. It is a running joke in some African-American communities that you better put grandma in a living room in a hospital bed before you put her anywhere else. But when you become the caregiver for your aging parents, it is much different than when you were a child running around grandma's bed. So we're going to talk about that next week. Then on the 22nd, where is the love in black music today? I need to know. On the panel, Betty Wright will be joining us. And I'm still holding on Ted Lucas from Slip and Slide Records. And Melvin Rowan will be here.
Okay.
And George Tandy Jr., unfortunately, cannot make it.
Oh.
He's in the studio.
Okay.
He's working on some stuff. So we will have him soon when he's finished.
Okay.
And another surprise guest to be announced on that show. And at the end of the month, we end, of course, with Scott Israel from the Broward, Sheriff Scott Israel. Thank you very much. From the Broward County Sheriff's Office, along with our Art Basel preview. It is that time already.
Wow.
So there's so much stuff happening in the African American community for Art Basel. I'm really excited about it.
That's
I'm sorry, what?
That's jerk chicken.
Jerk chicken. That was the red stripe. That was not the jerk chicken. That was the red stripe mon. And they had a Ciroc coconut. That's a new flavor of Ciroc, that I quite enjoyed tonight. I'll just say that. I wasn't driving, so it was a good thing. As I'm sure my girl, now, you know, last year I went to Soul Train. This year, I didn't get the invite on this one. I won't say that. I think that they just changed gears a little bit, and they're trying some different things. So usually they have radio, but I think this year they did a lot of bloggers because a lot of people I know that have been on the show straight from the ATL, Natasha from the YBF, they were all there. Yeah. So I just think they just, you know, change shift a little bit. But one constant is a lovely young lady that I met last year and, who, if you can follow her on social media, her name is Kayla Walker. She is a superstar and one of the sharpest sisters I have ever met in my entire life. Go to her Instagram right now as we talk. I'm going to tell you right now, it's K-E-L-A Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R. And you'll see what I'm talking about because she is just fly to death and she's on the phone. Kayla Walker, how are you?
Hi.
How are you, sunshine?
I am well. Oh, my gosh. You are too kind.
And you are so sharp. It's so true.
Thank you. I'll take that. Thank you.
Okay.
Kindly. Thank you kindly.
So listen, so I know you from, well, we had dinner together last year during Soul Train and I started following you then. So tell me were you a fashion blogger first or were you a movie person first?
I've always been a TV person. Fashion blogging came much later just because who isn't blogging these days?
Exactly.
Just, you know, a way to help with your branding. But I've always done television, hosting, and producing. I got Emmy nominations, Jill.
This is not new.
I'm
saying, so what were you Emmy nominated for? I noticed that on your Instagram.
Yes, I was nominated for Feature Reporter here in New York City. I do shows here in New York for a local television network in addition to the work that I do with Centric TV.
Awesome. Okay, so and 20,000 followers strong, Miss Kayla Walker is. So now, so you did Soul Train, you did the red carpet for Soul Train, and you are working,
you are working
on a show for Centric, yes?
I am. I'm working on a travel show with Centric that's currently airing on the website, centrictv.com. It's called Jet Set Files.
Woo-hoo!
And we jet set all over the place, if you will. So obviously we did one in Las Vegas just because we were there for the Soul Train Awards.
Right.
But we've also done Martha's Vineyard, St. Croix, LA, so many more to come. It's really fun.
I love it. Okay, so now tell me, Erykah Badu hosted the show, and it's killing me I wasn't there for that.
Yes! She is amazing.
Yeah.
Like the title, they call it The Hippest Trip, hosted by the illest chick, and it's so appropriate. Like, I think she is the best host yet for the Soul Train Award.
Yeah, I love it. And Jill Scott, I heard, got an award.
Jill Scott received the first ever Woman of Soul Award. I think that's a proper name. It's the Lady of Soul. Excuse me. It's the first Lady of Soul Award that they're doing for the Soul Train Awards. And, I mean, Jill Scott, who does not love her? She was amazing and so deserving of this award.
Yeah.
You think about, she's been out for a few years. I mean, I think it's about a decade now, but so many hits after hits, and just her record, you know, goes without even sort of thing. She was amazing and so deserving of this award.
And she was here not long ago. She was here. She did a concert at the Hard Rock. And then one of our dear friends, Ingrid B, does a night called On the B Side. That's kind of, you know, neo-soul. And then Jill Scott walked over. She was staying at the Hard Rock. Walked over, hung out with them like all night, played with the band, sang. It was, she's just that kind of, you know, she's the illest chick too. It's very, just very, very cool.
I love Jill.
Yeah.
She's like a friend in my head.
Right?
Love her.
Yeah, love her. So what were some of the highlights?
I mean, obviously, Erykah Badu, I think she was great. Jill Scott, of course, the first Lady of Soul Award. And a huge highlight, like, this show is not to be missed alone for the Babyface tribute. He received the Legend Award. And his tribute, he performed, and, you know, Babyface has written hits for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
From Houston to Bobby Brown, Boyz II Men, Brand, like, the list goes on and on and on.
Yes.
And so many of your favorites are going to hit the stage and sing some of those hits.
Oh, that's fantastic. We just had Babyface here for our 30th anniversary R&B Groove. And when I tell you, he lit that stage up so hard.
Yes.
And Anthony Hamilton had to follow him, and it was not a good listen.
Wow.
Anthony had to work really hard to follow Babyface. Awesome.
Baby, I've never seen him perform before. Obviously, he performed at the Centric, at the Centric TV Soul Train Awards, and he is amazing. Like, I see why he received the Legend Award. Like, amazing.
That's awesome. And so, I saw R. Kelly.
There's R. Kelly as
Ara.
Ara Kelly, who does a medley of his hits as well. And so, it's a really fun turnout of his songs, and like the crowd gets involved. It's a really great show, Jill. Like, you guys cannot miss it when it airs on November 29th on Centric TV.
That's awesome. And so it was in the same spot at the Orleans.
Yes, it was at the Orleans, same place. The flow, it just felt really good this year.
Yeah.
It flowed really well with Erykah as the host. You had an amazing array of soul singers, and you know the Soul Train Awards. You were there last year, and it's just an amazing evening of soul music. Like, it is for us, by us. It is all about us.
Yeah,
it's a great night.
I saw the red carpet when you were interviewing Don Cornelius' son, and how excited he was. And he was saying that Tony Cornelius was saying that you know, his dad would really be proud, and he would have loved to have been there. You know, and so it's really great to see the legacy continued. And, you know, the fact that soul music is slowly coming back around. Thank God.
It is.
And Soul Train and Centric is going to have a really big part in that. So now Centric, I remember last year they were saying that they were really kind of shaping it as the network for women. Particularly women of color. And so your show, along with some other things that they have. So anything new coming up for Centric that you can tell us about?
Well, there's my show, Jet Set Files, which I say you can watch right now on CentricTV.com. Mm-hmm. And there's also According to Alex. I don't know if you are familiar.
Whoopi Goldberg's daughter.
Yes, she has a show on Centric TV that's currently running. I think there are a few more episodes, but if you have missed an episode, you can log on and watch. And then there's some few other things that'll be coming out the woodwork.
Awesome.
Can't really talk about those. You know, keep your eyes tuned.
Not just yet.
TV.
Awesome. And if you follow Kayla on Instagram and on, is your Twitter the same?
I am across the board, Kayla Walker. You got to keep the brand consistent, Jill.
There you go.
Find me everywhere, Kayla Walker.
Well, you know, unfortunately, there's another Jill Tracy, so I had to do Miss Jill Tracy on Twitter because she had already nabbed it. But you know,
don't you hate that?
You know,
darn her.
I mean, like, really, another. But now that I found, there are like five Jill Tracys out here, and another one's in radio. Imagine that. I know. Who knew?
Oh, what?
She's in gospel radio, so I was like, yeah, they'll never confuse us.
All right. You're like,
anyway.
You're like, oh, gosh. You're right. You're like, I can't. Mm.
So, Kayla, so you're home. You're back in New York already.
I literally just got back home, came in, dropped my bag, picked up the phone so I could talk to Jill Tracy and be a part of Hot Talk.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, listen, I'm going to let you unpack because I saw all those shoes, Miss Thing.
Oh, my God. It was a problem. Okay. Normally, I don't pack so many, but, you know, she had to be prepared for Vegas.
Exactly.
You never know what you're going to run into.
And you went to Zappos. I was like, okay, every woman's dream. Hello.
Zappos is amazing. If you're ever in Vegas, they give tours. Check out Zappos. I'm one of their ambassadors. And so, yeah, I was in heaven. I was considering and moving to Vegas just to work at Zappos. It's so amazing.
So, listen, I would love to have you back because I want to talk about, I'm doing an episode about being influencers and ambassadors and brand managers and things like that and how they help you and how they help the brands. So I hope that you will come back because you certainly are one that could speak well on that topic. And I just, you know, I really think you're a great spirit and, you know, one of the,
thank you.
An example of, you know, why those things work. So Kayla Walker, thank you so much.
I would love to do that.
Awesome. All right, Dal, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Soul Train is on November 29th.
November 29th, Centric TV, 8 p.m. Tune in. It is not to be missed.
And do not miss her. Kayla, thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thank you.
All
right. Love you, Jill. Bye.
Love you, mean it. Bye. Awesome sauce. Okay. So thanks again to Kayla Walker from Centric TV. And again, like I said, follow her on all her social media because she is one fly chick. And one word on the street tonight comes from Cuthbert Harewood. Thank you so much for sending me the info on the 18th Avenue and Counting Project. I think it's a every Saturday workshop from 10 to 4. Community beautification, landscaping, planting, painting, and more. It's happening at 62nd Street and 18th Avenue in Miami. You can help transform the area. That's a wonderful thing. And I got a wonderful letter from the Dade County Prison. From Anthony Eugene Williams. I guess it just says Federal Correction Institution. I guess that's what they have to put. But Anthony, thank you so much for your wonderful letter. He said he's inspired by the show. And it took me forever to figure out the Indian he was talking about. But he references, I guess it was last week or the week before, an Indian gentleman called in. And he said the show should be on earlier. So I was like, what is he talking? But that's what he said. He was saying that, you know, he wishes the show was on earlier. But he said, I listen to Hot Talk every Sunday from 11 to 1. I admire you and your talk show as well. I would like to call in sometime. Sorry, darling. But we go on lockdown for count ways before your show starts. Let me get to the point. I'm in a federal prison in Miami at the Miami Low. Your show inspires me in different ways and updates me on what's going on in our Black community and around the world. I really appreciate you. But like the Indian man said, you need to come on a little earlier. I know Missy Bailey or somebody can make that happen because our Black people really need to know the truth, not the lies. Like you say, call a spade a spade. And he goes on, I won't share it all, but respectfully, Anthony Eugene Williams. Thank you so much, Anthony, for your letter. And, you know, the rest of you, my brothers listening, you know, please feel free to write us here at Hot Talk. We look forward to your letters.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.